This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Sentencing day again for three white men convicted of killing a black man in Georgia 2 years ago, Ahmaud Arbery. They're being sentenced today for federal hate crimes. The AP's Donna Warder.
The three men already have been sentenced by the state of Georgia to life sentences for the February 2020 shooting of 25-year-old Ahmaud Arbery. The first to appear for a sentencing hearing today is Travis McMichael, who blasted Arbery with a shotgun after McMichael, his father, and a neighbor chased Arbery down. The three men face possible federal life sentences after a jury convicted them in February of violating Arbery's civil rights and targeting him because of his race. The father and son have asked the judge to send them to a federal prison, saying they won't be safe in the Georgia prison system. I'm Donna Warder.
The president and the first lady are meeting today in Kentucky with flood victims. National Weather Service meteorologist John Pelton says scattered showers and thunderstorms are in the forecast again today in some areas.
A couple of those could have some heavier downpours, but to any kind of high water today in this region looks like it would be, you know, pretty isolated today. There's just not a lot of real focusing mechanisms to, you know, have real organized activity today.
Forecaster John Pelton. President Biden's encouraging the House to act fast to pass the Democrats' economic package. The House appears ready to do that on Friday. The Senate approved it yesterday. It tackles global warming, health care issues, and big corporations' taxes. Nobody killed, but nine people were wounded when two gunmen apparently opened fire outside a Cincinnati bar, say police. No arrests yet. BioNTech, which teamed with Pfizer to develop a powerful COVID vaccine, is reporting higher revenue and net profit in the first half of the year. It expects demand to grow. This is AP News. It made $30 million in its opening weekend, but the top movie, Bullet Train, cost $90 million to make.
The film Bullet Train leads at the box office in its opening weekend.
Deer Creek International Business Solutions, how can I help you?
I am ready.
Bullet Train, about five assassins on a speeding train in Japan, is the top box office draw this week. It had a $30.1 million opening, according to studio estimates. Movie theaters usually report a quiet period in the late summer, and Bullet Train was the last of the big summer movies. Number two this week is DC League of Super Pets. Nope is third, followed by Thor: Love and Thunder. Minions: The Rise of Gru is number five. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
They found more human remains at drought-stricken Lake Mead National Recreation Area east of Las Vegas, the fourth time since May remains have been uncovered there, as drought forces the shoreline to retreat. No word yet on when or how the person died. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.